The pillars of guidance have shaken. The father of orphans have taken. Clean your wound, come feed us, come teach us, come heal us. Clean your wound, come feed us, come teach us, come heal us, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, sallallahu alayki, ya Amin Allah. ويا وصي رسول الله Tonight the orphans are wandering the streets Where is our father? Where is our protector? What would they have seen on a night like tonight if they found their way to your home? In what state is the gatekeeper of divine secrets? In what state is the embodiment of justice and mercy? Do we know who that man is who is making his way back to his home with blood pouring from his head? That man who possessed the knowledge of the heavens and the earth but had no one to pour it into. That man who was the connection between the heavens and the earth but who was left to latch on to him. It is narrated that a man told Amir al-Mu'mineen, you should ride on a fast horse in battle. All of these armies have taken up arms just to get to you. Amir al-Mu'mineen said, a fast horse is for someone who wants to move fast on the battlefield. Neither do I run away, nor do I pursue those who have run away. Wherever Ali went, he would attract the people towards salvation and enlightenment. With every action of Ali's, he demonstrated the divine attributes. So tell me, what event has unfolded tonight? Jibreel said it best, تهدمت والله أركان الهدى قتل علي المرتضى قتل والله سيد الأوصياء. The pillars of guidance have shattered. What a blow was delivered to all of humanity when that blow was delivered to the blessed head of Ali. The destination of revelation has been martyred. Who understood Ali? There is blood pouring from his skull, but his concern is the tightness of the robes of his killer. Ali, does your mercy know any limits? and he considered the pain of his killer in that moment. But Annie, consider the pain of Zainab. Without a doubt, in the middle of the night, when her eyes fall on your coffin in Kufa, her mind will go back to a coffin in the middle of the night in Medina. The sorrow from those alleyways will come back to her. Ali, but Zainab, rejoice. Zainab, don't look to the past. Don't think of the dark nights in Medina. In these nights, the body of your father will lay in a coffin. Tomorrow, the body of Hussein will lie on a bed of arrows. Even if they were to bring a coffin, what body would be left to place in it? How do you pick up a body that has been trampled under the hooves of horses? Sallallahu alayk ya Amir al-Mu'minin.